DW.
A war is coming.
That's damn calm.
Watch me do my.
I hope you're ready, bro.
Because I'm just getting started.
Since he's been on the prowl in theaters worldwide, Black Panther is not just broken box office records. The Cat Noir is also shattering stereotypes. Kapow to the belief that a movie chock full of black actors won't attract international audiences. Thwack to the opinion that a black director can't helm a top-grossing blockbuster. And boom to the idea that an action-adventure movie based on a comic book character can't do much more than raise your blood pressure.
I found myself crying and being angry and being disturbed and, you know, being elated.
As a professor of media and cultural studies at the University of California, Riverside, it's the job of John Jennings to intellectualize, seriously. He's edited and co-authored books about black comics, including his latest project, which features 100 independent black artists called Black Comics Returns. Yet when he talks about Black Panther, his reaction comes more from his heart than his head.
It was a huge spectrum of emotions, and I'm just so excited that this particular this film exists, and I think it bodes well for like just the future in media around the black image.
We got Colleen Atwood on the run.
Audiences have expressed a range of emotions since the movie debuted in February, heavy on the enthusiasm. Tristan Marshall shared hers at a Black Panther event in downtown Los Angeles that featured costumes from the movie, a throne worthy of African royalty, and even cans of tea emblazoned with the faces of the movie's stars.
It's a great superhero movie. Like, yes, there's a lot of black representation in it, and black people have showed up and showed out for this movie, which has been absolutely amazing, but it's truly just a great superhero movie. It's funny, it's got a lot of action in it. Anybody can appreciate it, but I feel like especially for black people now.
But Professor Jennings does not want anyone to think that the notion of a black superhero is novel. He says most were created in the wake of what's known as the Blaxploitation era. As the name suggests, the genre exploited black stereotypes. Black Panther sprung to life as a Marvel comic in 1966.
Blade.
Shortly afterwards, he was followed by another black comic book hero, Blade. Wesley Snipes starred as the part human and part vampire in a 1998 movie. But Jennings says the differences between the two are more than skin deep.
A character like Blade, for instance, who was created in the 1970s, is kind of driven, you know, through this kind of revenge motif. So he's kind of an anti-hero to a certain degree, even though he is a black character. Most of the characters that are coming out of this particular era that are African American are either really hyper violent, like a Blade character, or they are former criminals. Like Luke Cage is actually falsely accused of a crime, but he is a criminal. And also the Falcon is also a former criminal, and they get reformed.
With Black Panther, you have a heroic character who would easily pass a background check.
Now, as far as Black Panther, we're talking about a black character who's the king of a powerful black nation that is the most technologically advanced in the world.
He does not stand alone in the pantheon of positive images, but you just may not have heard of a multitude of others.
Welcome to Big City, 600 blocks of urban attitude.
Big City has a brother,
man. Yes, definitely. Dictator of discipline. And he's just that one person trying to make the city that much better.
Guy Simms and his brothers created the award-winning independent comic Brother Man in 1990. The franchise is so seminal that the artwork and memorabilia are part of the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Boy,
all young boy, yeah, we are floating on the beyonds. Going till they take my bro to Malcolm CDC. Prison system broken, racial war commotion. Until the president get dashy, Vincent won't be voting. We need to meet.
Sims is a big fan of the movie Black Panther, and the notion that star Michael B. Jordan describes the movie as a movement. But before you start dreaming of the inevitable sequel, hold on to your popcorn.
I know Marvel has a number of other black characters that they have in the wings that they could bring out. But I think a movement, a true movement, and especially if you're saying movement and you're associating it with African-American people, especially in, you know, in the diaspora, but specifically in the United States, we have to really move past the image on the screen and really get to self-representation, which is African-American artists creating characters, and they get pushed to the forefront.
Black Panther was created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby.
Two Caucasian men, and they did their thing, and I'm happy for them for doing their thing. But there are a number of other African-American artists who have intellectual properties that really do need to see the light of day.
Sim says those artists are ripe for discovery at black comic book conventions. Over the past 6 years, Professor Jennings has co-founded three ethnocentric comic book conventions, including the Black Comic Book Festival at the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture in New York.
And basically now it's the largest of convention of its kind. It brings in 10 to 12,000 people. It's totally free. It's 2 days, and it's in the middle of Harlem, and it brings in a lot of energy. And it's for the families, it's for the kids, and it's all black independent comic books there.
Brother Man co-creator Sim says the toughest part of producing a comic book is not creating those authentic characters, but sustaining them once they are brought to life. And while the success of Black Panther is a bright light, it has not shifted focus on his ultimate prey.
With our plan, and our plan is not just to just do Brother Man, but to really broaden ourselves to a multimedia company that will one day rival places like the Disneys and the Marvels and the DCs and ABC and whomever. You know, they have a 70, 80 year head start on us, but that doesn't mean we're not in the race. We got into the race, and now we're running.
Like a Black Panther. Boom! Lana Nozizwe, DW, Los Angeles.
This report was brought to you by DW.